Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. 1 month into Montana's paddlefish season on the lower Yellowstone River, biologists say they're not seeing any negative impacts from an oil spill on that stretch of river in January. Montana allows anglers to catch paddlefish downstream from Glendive starting every May 15th. The season lasts until 500 fish are harvested. Some catch and release fishing is also allowed. Mike Backus with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says that several hundred people often converge at fishing sites and try to snag paddlefish, which commonly reach 50 pounds or more in size. Backus says biologists have seen no evidence of harm from January's oil spill.
No, we have not seen or been able to document any impacts, long-term anyway, to the river or the fisheries in it.
The agency estimates that about 30,000 gallons of crude spilled into the Yellowstone when the Bridger pipeline that runs underneath it upstream of Glendive ruptured on January 17th. Backus says it's hard to say if there was any acute damage to fish or the river immediately after the spill because most of the river was still covered in ice. Federal wildlife managers are still investigating impacts to endangered pallid sturgeon in the river. A state fish consumption advisory for the lower Yellowstone was lifted in April. I'm Eric Whitney.